Audio 2.37.
Today we're talking about jobs that once were reserved for men only, like being an airline captain, for example. But times are changing. In the studio with me is Ian McKay, a journalist. Hi, Ian. Thank you for coming.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me.
I've read your article about Annie Divya, the youngest female pilot of a Boeing 777. It's one of the world's largest jets and can carry nearly 400 people. I've seen Annie's pictures, and I've got to say, I'm really impressed. Such a young person flying such a huge plane.
Well, that is something she often hears. She's 30, actually, and most airline pilots are older than that.
Do you know how she became a pilot?
In one of her interviews, she said that was what she'd always wanted to do. She was born in India. When she was a little girl, she often looked up at the sky. So one day her mum said, "Annie, you can be there if you become a pilot." It was unusual because at the time, kids in India were mainly encouraged to study medicine or engineering, and aviation was not an acceptable career for a woman. But Annie's always had her family's support. Although her parents couldn't afford to pay the fees for the flight school, they borrowed money from family, friends, and a bank.
Could you tell us if she had any other problems becoming a pilot, apart from the financial one?
You know that English is the international language of aviation, right? Well, Annie said that at the start, her English had been really poor. Her writing and listening skills had been fine, but she hadn't been able to communicate well. The biggest problem was her pronunciation. But she didn't give up and worked so hard that she got a scholarship. Annie often repeats that it's important to know what you want to be in life and work hard to follow your dreams. Only the sky is the limit.
Thank you for this inspirational story for both girls and boys.